Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how do you negotiate with yourself.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This is based on a tweet. I think it was James Clear on Twitter that tweeted it, and then I retweeted it, and Steli saw it and put it on our list to talk about. So we're jumping in. We're going to talk about how you negotiate with yourself. So I think that's a very interesting concept. It's something that's like, you know, one of those things that when you read it, you're like, huh, what does that mean? How do I do that? And I think that's really where the discussion starts. So to me, it's like, negotiating with yourself is almost like, it's like usually you negotiate because there's two parties and they want different things. They're not aligned yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like in a way you could say like either it's because I'm watching too many shows right now and random things, but like there's a show called Limitless and there's also a movie called Limitless and the main character takes a pill and the pill makes him super smart. But when he does that, and pretty much when everyone takes the pill, they see a part of their psyche, whether it's somebody else they love or themselves.
Mm.
And they start talking to themselves. And literally what they're doing is they're negotiating about what to do. Because now all of a sudden they're super smart. So they need someone to talk to, apparently. But it's all in their own psyche. But it's someone to talk to negotiate what they should do.
That's interesting. I saw the movie. I've never watched the show. But
yep.
The reason I put this on the list of potential topics was that I don't retweet that many tweets. And when I saw this in my timeline, you had retweeted it, I instantly retweeted it. And then after the fact, I was like, why did I retweet this? Right? What about it was compelling? What made me want to share this more widely? And to me, I think that the biggest battles that we fight, the biggest impact we can have is mostly inward and not outward. It's like, you know, being in competition with yourself, is the negotiations we have with ourselves, is improving ourselves. I think that an incredible amount of value can be created when you see all the versions of yourself that exist, when you are observant and mindful and present to your thoughts, your feelings, your mental states, your habits. And you don't just kind of, you're not just the victim of your impulses and your thoughts and your character, but you're in negotiation with that and you're aware of it and you're molding it and forming it. I think that there's a lot of impact that can be had that way. And I think that most of us spend a significantly more time outwardly, like how do I negotiate with customers? How do I become a better negotiator with investors? Or how do I manage people effectively so they do what I want them to do? Like that's, I think, a much more attractive world, the outside world to people. But I think it's the internal world where we win or we lose and where we really have the chance to have impact. So this idea of becoming, well, first the question, when do we negotiate with ourselves? Consciously or subconsciously, and how do we get better at negotiating with ourselves? I felt like that's a super compelling question, right? So let me ask you, what are some of the things that you do when you negotiate with yourself? If you want to use that framework, when you have, let's say, an inner voice that goes, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, or I really wanted to do this, but I'm not quite sure. When there's some kind of push and pull, when it's not crystal clear what you're going to do and you just go and do it, but there's some thinking before going on or some contemplating before going on. You know, how do you do this? How do you make yourself do things? I mean, I'll take that framework of like, how do you make yourself do things that you wanted to do, but maybe in the moment you don't feel like doing, or maybe there's another side of you that is fighting you around these things?
I mean, I think for me, it's not a very difficult task, because usually if I want to do something, I tend to think through it and figure out if it's the right thing to do. So to me, it's really about like figuring out if what I want to do is the right thing to do, or if there are better options. So I'm already kind of negotiating.
Right.
To start with, I'm negotiating. If that makes sense. It's like I'm already at the place where it's like anything I want to do, anything I'm thinking of, I'm like, well, is that the right thing to do or not? So that it's almost like everything starts with some form of a negotiation. I don't know how that is for other people, but for me, like, there's like constant negotiation about things to do. Sometimes it's even about what to say.
And then how do you, what are the, when we say, how do you negotiate with yourself? Who is the you that is negotiating with the self? Like, how do you separate? How do we even think about, maybe this is too much of a philosophical question, but I think it might be an interesting one of like, you know, realizing that we're not a single unit of existence. Our bodies, our feelings, our thoughts, our habits, our impulses, those are obviously all part of our organism and our being, but they're not always in unity and they are not always completely aligned. And we can even like, I think once I'd written about this concept of, you know, the inner voices that we carry around with us, that we all kind of carry a village inside of us. And we're not just like one character. We're multiple different characters and different types and different biases in different situations. And like paying attention to which character is currently dominating your mind and your body and your thought process. And if that character is doing things that are helping you and others, or if they, it's a destructive voice inside your head, can be super useful. So, and you said everything starts with a question, you know, what's the right thing to do? Or is this the right thing to do? And then there's probably some thought process, maybe sometime there's research or there's reaching out and asking for advice or collecting information or collecting data to try to get to the answer of the question, is this the right thing to do or not, or how to do this right? But, and sometimes that process is pretty straightforward, right? You collect this stuff or you follow that, you try to come up with an answer to that question, and the answer in a fairly straightforward way crystallizes as yes, no, do this or do that. Cool. But what do you do? What's your process when you've done all that work or you follow that question? You don't arrive at a crystal clear point of a yes or no. There's some pros, some cons. There's some internal conflict. There's some push and pull inside of you of, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. I mean, you're an amazing human being, but you, I would assume even you are at times in a situation where you're like not quite sure, where you go back and forth, or where you said you would do something, but then yeah, you're still acting a little bit differently. Or is that really something that you're kind of left behind, so you're rarely in this internal conflict situation? I would say like a negotiation with yourself inherently means there's two sides that are fighting something out, either with words or with something else. Like there's a back and forth that's going on. What do you do when you're in that situation?
I guess I have a lot of practice. So if I'm always trying to figure out what's the right thing to do, or always like just debating something before doing it, saying it, you know, whatever, then, you know, it's like, if you've never tried it, you should just try it. And the easiest way to do this is like, whatever you're thinking, just think the opposite and see what comes up. I think it's just a practice thing. Just try it. Just like, oh, I'm going to eat pizza. Well, instead of that, I'm going to eat some broccoli. Right. Like, I mean, it can be as simple as something just ridiculous, right? Like whatever it is, just like start practicing thinking about the opposite thing that you actually plan on doing. Play that out.
I love that, because that requires a level of mental flexibility that I think is going to be surprising to most people. Like even I had this situation with the current crisis that is going on, and there's a lot of groups of people that I'm part of in WhatsApp or whatever that basically are right now at a point where they're arguing between it's much worse than we think or is not as bad as we think, right? And they're sending each other different articles and YouTube links and podcasts and different expert opinions or different data. And, you know, whenever I am overly committed to an idea or a position, And I find that even when somebody offers me an opposing position, I instinctively reject it before consuming it or considering it. I've built up the habit to notice that and go, ooh, see, I'm very, like, my thinking is very rigid. Like, I already want to say no to something, although I only read the headline. I don't want to even entertain that the other party is right. And I think flipping the switch and going, let me actually try to convince myself today that I'm wrong, right? Let me actually think the opposite that I've thought before. Or, you know, the opposite date. Let me do exactly the opposite of what my instincts are telling me to do. I think that that requires, I mean, there's some playfulness in it, the way I'm describing it, but it requires real mental flexibility. And maybe that is at the core of negotiating effectively with yourself, is that you need some level of flexibility where you don't just rigidly respond to your thoughts or your feelings or the mental states that you're in the exact same kind of automatic way every single time your entire life. Right? Where you have the flexibility, you build up the mental flexibility to switch things up, to change your thoughts, to change how you feel, to try, you know, an opposite approach, an opposite perspective, and you're willing to fight these things out at times versus just acting out anything that's going on in kind of the same pattern that you always do.
That's the key, right? And this is where the practice comes in. The only way to like actually get good at basically negotiating with yourself, and I mean ultimately making better decisions as a result, is basically by doing it. And so in any tiny way or big way, you should just try to do it and see how you feel. And then, you know, eventually you'll realize that like it just helps you make better decisions if you're willing to take an opposing viewpoint. I mean, you know, and the thing you said earlier when you started that about the current crisis and people debating it. I mean, this is just a classic key like example of nobody really knows anything. And the future is a lot more uncertain than it was like, you know, in January, let's say, or December for many. So it's like, this is the best